This goes to Melissa Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-695-2316. Regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E. Date of birth 2/11/1942. Dear Ms. Murtha, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit with Ms. Schulte with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was April 24th of this year. Her weight is stable and she's been feeling very well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no edema, no unusual rashes or lesions. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the olmesartan 40 milligram once a day, diazide 37.5/25 once a day, diabetic medications, Keflex 500 milligram daily, UTI prophylaxis. For pain, tramadol 50 milligrams. She takes a half tablet at bedtime. She takes gabapentin 300 milligram daily for neuropathy. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds, pulse 53, and blood pressure 116 over 73. The patient appears in good health. She's alert and oriented. There are no signs of respiratory distress, and she's alert and oriented. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 13th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.22 with estimated GFR 45. Albumin 3.5, calcium 10, sodium 139, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 3.2, hemoglobin 13.7, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and no indication for dialysis. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism, also stable. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.